I received a gift from one of our congregants a few months ago. One of our congregants gave me a beautiful book of sermons by Rabbi Albert Lewis, Zichrono Livracha. The name of the book is What's Your Glory? And his name might sound familiar because that's the rabbi who had a series of exchanges with Mitch Albom. And in fact, we had Mitch Albom here with Rabbi Wolpe, I believe last winter. It's a beautiful book, but there was a particular story that caught my attention this week. You see, Rabbi Lewis writes in 1970 about an occasion in which he was in Philadelphia and he had the chance to see the astronauts that landed and journeyed to the moon come visit the city of Philadelphia. And thousands of people came to visit these astronauts. They stood in line to meet them. But what Rabbi Lewis noticed is that the thousands of people, person after person, who came to meet the astronauts, it wasn't that the people were saying thank you to the astronauts. The astronauts were saying thank you to the people. And when Rabbi Lewis had a chance to ask the astronauts, why would you express gratitude or thanks for something that you did, that you brought to this world? One of the astronauts explained, my task is a communal one. My task is one that has to be achieved to perfection. Every nut, every bolt, every piece of metal, the timing, the precision, it's not just me. I am held to a different standard altogether. I'm held to a standard of perfection. And therefore, I do say thank you, because it's you, the people, who bring me up to the highest level, the highest of standards. And after Rabbi Lewis listened to these sentiments, he writes in this beautiful book, why is it that we hold certain people to the highest of standards? Think about it for a moment. An astronaut, a surgeon, a construction worker. There are certain people in this world in which perfection is not the ideal. That's the expectation. And so if we hold these people to a particular standard, why don't we hold ourselves to that same measure? Why do we give ourselves the benefit of the doubt when we would certainly not give that benefit of the doubt to those people I mentioned? This morning in our parsha, we read, Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha. Judges and officers, you shall appoint over your cities. But it's that lecha. It's that lecha that confounds commentators. Because yes, you're supposed to put judges and officers over the cities, but what does the lecha say? You're supposed to appoint a judge over yourself. And not just any judge, but who should be the judge watching over you? Who should it be? I hear God, but it's yourself. You are the only judge who can hold you to the highest of standards. But that is a very hard thing to do. Because think about our lives. How many times have we been rushing through a grocery store and we've been rude to a clerk and we think no one has seen and we make an excuse for ourselves? How many times have we gossiped about another person and said, nobody heard me? I'm the exception to the rule. How many times have we made an illegal turn in Los Angeles and said, nobody saw me, it's okay this time? We give ourselves the benefit of the doubt over and over again when we certainly would not give the benefit of the doubt to others. But Rabbi Lewis has a trick. He wrote that the words disciple and discipline have the same root. Disciple is someone who learns, and discipline, it's a school of learning. What we have to challenge ourselves to do is become disciples in self-discipline. If we want to learn how to be just, we have to start learning how to remove prejudice from our hearts. If we want to learn how to be patient, we have to start learning self-control. And if we want to start learning how to love, well, we have to learn how to be unselfish. What he says is, leading a life of self-examination broadens ourselves to leading lives of heightened spirituality. But most of all, what I took from his writing is that we have the opportunity to be both the teacher and the student. What a beautiful, beautiful picture to learn from ourselves and to teach ourselves. And so what I hope for all of us this morning is that we hold ourselves to that ideal. We hold ourselves to the same standards and expectations that we would expect of others. This morning, I think it's time that we all went back to school. Shabbat Shalom.